from Shroud University. This is Russ Brialt bringing you another podcast on the Shroud of Turin, the greatest mystery in the known world.
Since 1988, I have found so much additional evidence that it is not possible to deal with it all here. But I shall list the important points that can now be regarded as categorical before finally giving the metrological proof. 1. The linen of the Holy Shroud measures with accuracy and precision 8 by 2 Jewish cubits of the Greco-Roman era. Now, to save time, I'll progress to item 4. This illustrates where pieces have been taken off the shroud to become relics. Item number 5. The L-shaped cluster of burn holes reproduced on the Lear Belgium copy of 1516 were caused by a fire definitely before circa 1353 and probably before 1205. The burns were sustained in a reliquary when the shroud was folded into 36 layers, as in diagram E. Now go to item number 6. The Greek appellation tetradiplon, found in the Acts of Thaddeus of the 6th century or before, means an old creased cloth, rakos, folded up 4 times, and refers to the shroud folded into 24 layers as demonstrated in this figure. 7. The shroud was definitely folded as in this figure, when it was known as the image of Christ at Edessa, pre-AD 944. This is proved by the existence of the Edessa reliquary that was preserved till at least 1791 in the Sainte-Chapelle, Paris. It is depicted in an engraving of the 17th century and recorded in several inventories, one of which in 1740 records the reliquary's dimensions as 23.5 by 16 by 3 inches, the 3 inches being calculated from the engraving. The shroud fits this reliquary exactly when folded into 24 layers, and thus displays the image of Christ's face. This is the metrological proof, and also proof of the historical veracity of the important reports by Pope Stephen III, Ordericus Vitalis, and Gervase of Tilbury, etc., that the shroud was at Edessa. There is the actual reliquary that held the shroud in Edessa, preserved in the Sainte-Chapelle. This proves the continuance from Edessa to the present day existence of the shroud. Number 8. The shroud was known in Edessa as the image of Christ in the early 400s. This is now established from a Syriac manuscript of the life of Daniel of Galash, died AD 439. It records the image of the Messiah, Zalmor de Mashiach, from which pilgrims received a blessing. That the shroud face was known at this earlier date is corroborated by catacomb paintings of the 4th century, the face of Christ in Commodilla, and Saints Peter and Marcellinus. To accompany the record of the visit to the shroud image by Daniel of Galash, there is an historical possibility that the Armenian chronicler Moses of Koren saw the image of Christ at Edessa about the year AD 432, when he arrived in Edessa for study on his way to Alexandria. Moses states, after relating the account of King Abgar's letter and reply, that the image of the shroud is still to be found in the city of Edessa to this day, i.e. referring to circa AD 432. And this coincides with the visit of Daniel of Galash to within a few years. It is also important to note that the Syriac word used in the life of Daniel for image is the same as that used in the Syriac text of the doctrine of Adai for image of Jesus, Zalmor. We go to number 9. Jambalaikas is clearly recorded on the linen of the shroud. This presupposes a normal uterine gestation and birth, but not consequently a normal conception. And so an umbilicus does not contradict the virgin birth. We now go to number 11. The Syriac manuscripts use the actual word shroud, hiyasa, to describe the burial linen sindon, and when the Greek and Syriac manuscripts are aligned, it is seen that the sudarion is another article used for the head. 12. That is a close-up of the umbilicus. Shroud was folded at the crown of the head and just below the chin when enshrouding the face at burial. There is a fold pinch in the center of each crease. Obscured at the top. Folding under the chin and against the neck recorded the pomum adami. A small crease rests on top of the larynx, thyroid cartilage, i.e. the Adam's apple, which can be clearly seen. And another double crease line runs under the thyroid cartilage. We go now to 15. The image of the shroud was created after the linen had been unfolded from the sides of the body, head, and feet. This is why blood stains are recorded adjacent to the image. And we go to a further section. So now, to give them in more detail the metrological proof that confirms the antiquity of the linen of the shroud. The science of ancient metrology is recovered from ancient monuments, records, and artifacts such as cubit rods which have survived. It is one particular extant cubit rod that provides the answer, the Anuti rod. This rod has seen a lot of use as the ends appear to be worn. Its present physical length is 21.48 inches, so the original length can be regarded as a good 21.5 inches. When I first began to collect evidence for the shroud cubit measure, I started with the Assyrian cubit calculated at 21.6 plus or minus 0.2 inches. And so this Anuti rod from Egypt, a unit used in Alexandria, which city had a large Jewish quarter, falls well into this category. This is the cubit length that the Jewish cubit was aligned with. But now there is an independent control for this cubit length of 21.6 inches and the resulting shroud dimensions. It is from a textile tapestry artifact of late antiquity. It is a tapestry that could be the very same item that the French Bishop Arkel spoke of when he visited Iona, Scotland. Arkel describes a large cloth icon, which he saw in Jerusalem, and this must have been about the year AD 679. The Latin text refers to the linen cloth bearing the likenesses of the 12 apostles and the image of the Lord. And the cloth was colored red and green as green plants. Arkulf could be describing the very icon, or at least a very similar item, that is today preserved in the Cleveland Museum of Art, Ohio, now known as the Icon of the Virgin. For this textile icon is tentatively dated to approximately AD 550. And it is said to be closer to a fresco dated AD 528 in the Catacomb of Combadilla, and its provenance is given to be Egypt. The icon also indicates that the cult of Mary was recognized, and I put in the footnote, it would be an interesting experiment to see what pollens are on this artifact. But what is important here for the shroud is what the designers of the icon used to prepare the textile's overall size. It was the ancient Assyrian and Jewish cubit of exactly 21.6 inches, which I can now say definitively is the very same cubit that was used to measure the Holy Shroud, and of which the Petri Anuti cubit rod is a surviving example from the same unit class. Here is the proof. Observe the icon. Its width is given as 43.25 inches, exactly the same as the shroud. i.e. 2 cubits. The length of the icon is 70.3 inches. This is exactly 3 1/4 cubits. And it is this quarter of a cubit that gives the solution. It is the unit of 5.4 inches, known as half of the Assyrian foot of 10.8 inches, which is again half of the Assyrian and Jewish cubit of 21.6 inches. There is no dispute as to the antiquity of this textile icon, or its size, and therefore its integral metrology, likewise the shroud. Taking the predominant recorded measurements of the shroud, these are the results. Width of shroud, 43.3 inches. 2 cubits of 21.6 inches, 43.2 inches. Length of shroud, 171.7 inches. Actual length will be circa 172.8 inches. 8 cubits of 21.6 inches, exactly the same. Width of textile icon, 43.2 inches. Compare that with the width of the shroud. 2 cubits of 21.6 inches, 43.2. Length of textile icon, 70.3. 3 1/4 cubits of 21.6 inches, exactly the same, 70.2. Length of the Anuti cubit, which we have, 21.5. Length of the Jewish cubit, 21.6. All of the above are integers and unit multiples of 5.4 inches, 10.8, and 21.6 inches. In conclusion, all three ancient artifacts, i.e. the shroud, the icon, and the Anuti cubit, are integers of the ancient Jewish cubit of 21.6 inches. This is categoric. For the shroud to match these artifacts and the ancient Jewish and Assyrian cubit is incontrovertible evidence for the truth of the shroud as an ancient linen burial cloth that once covered the body of Jesus.
From Shroud University, this is Russ Brialt. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and we hope you stop back from time to time and see what else is new. Also, check out Shroud University itself with all kinds of videos, audios, video blogs, and pretty much everything you can think of related to the Shroud of Turin, the greatest mystery in the known world.